Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of It's Trendy Tuesday.
It's trendy.
It's trendy. Trendy.
Oh, man.
Oh, world. Man.
Max R on the Discord. Thanks for that one.
Yeah, Max R. Shout out to you. That's a good one. Yeah. That is a good trending show title. My name is Jack. That is Miles.
Mm-hmm.
This is the episode where we tell you what is trending. Heading into the end of the week,
yes.
It is Thursday afternoon, of course. Miles,
mm-hmm.
Is the fascism, like there's, I've been told, we got to be worried about this fascism. Look at
yeah.
This. The orange Cheeto, if he wins, gonna do fascism.
What's
to
that
America.
Like? They're gonna stifle your ability to dissent. Exercise your right to free speech. They're going to arrest journalists for merely covering what is unfolding in front
just
of them.
Pointing a camera.
We're going to become hostile towards intellectuals, professors, students, bar them from entering
lifetime
campus.
Ban.
We're talking about the protests that are kicking off around campuses. I don't know, man, looking at this shit, it's like you're tasing fucking students. You're pepper spraying student journalists for merely being around while the fucking administrations call up the cop goons to come through and clear out encampments or protests. I mean, University of Texas, my God, like they really, I mean, it was a bunch of fucking nonsense unfolding and brutalizing, you know,
Texas,
again,
you
peaceful
say?
Protesters,
yeah.
Which is wild too, because while they did that to try and disperse the protest, that was on Wednesday. Today, Thursday, there are reports that crowd, these are reports, I don't know officially what, but they're saying that the crowds are up to 5 times larger today.
Yeah, because fuck them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's, it's a great way to, like, you know, grow a movement of really brave people. And also great way to court the youth vote, Biden, killing it.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Yeah. And not, and really have nothing to say too. I mean, like we're talking about, you know, if you look at what's happening, the actual like student protests, they're calling for really simple shit, man. They just want to stop the genocide. They want their schools to divest from anything having to do with Israel that could potentially profit off of what is happening, in Gaza. And yeah, we're treating the fuck. I mean, again, it looked like there are more people out there breaking up college protests than there were fucking January 6th.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you get
breaking
every
up
time,
January 6th. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No. They're not worried about January 6th.
Yeah. This
that's
is just
not
like
fucking with their money.
No, exactly. They're like, no. These people are good. Like they're down to ride for the status quo. These younger people who are, they are voicing their absolute displeasure, to put it lightly, with what is happening with not only the United States foreign policy, but their university's fiscal policies.
Yeah, they don't like when you try and get involved in like the fiscal stuff, because that's
you're fucking up my money. Don't fuck with
really
my money.
Are.
Don't fuck with my money. And now, like, we're seeing
a hedge fund with like a academic apparatus attached to it. So.
Exactly. But yeah, like we're seeing encampments in Princeton, Cornell, George Washington University, UCLA. I mean, there were people were getting arrested at USC yesterday. It's this movement is only growing, and my God. Joe Biden, you got fucking work to do, fam. If you think you're even getting close, and all this fucking fear mongering around authoritarianism, it's playing out in just full view of people right now. So stop playing in people's faces and maybe and see. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm like, do something, because I don't know if the president even has the appetite for this. But again, I know that staying in office is ultimately what is the ultimate outcome for politicians. You better figure out how you are going to stay in office, because now you're not only are you dealing with people who are just not on campuses who are absolutely opposed to the foreign policy of this country, but now there's a huge student movement growing, and allowing police to brutalize them is not a fucking winning strategy at all. And like banning fucking apps. I mean, like it's just authoritarian creep. Yeah, just creeping on the down low. Because it's playing out.
Meanwhile, on the other side, and I don't feel like it's probably completely disconnected, right? The Supreme
Court. You mean like
Court,
just to give you the full picture of the United States right now?
Yeah. So on the other side, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments this morning in the case of Trump's presidential immunity, which found his lawyer, John Sauer, doubling down on his previous argument that a president could order the military to assassinate a political rival because that would count as an official act.
It counts.
Count it.
That counts.
Switch
that counts.
From way down. If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military to assassinate him, is that within his official acts to which he has immunity? Asked Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. And Sauer responded, no, of course we don't. No, I'm sorry. He responded, that could well be an official act. Yes.
Yeah.
It
could be.
It was just like they just kept being like, wait, so you're saying he could like bribe and like just break all these laws
for
personal gain?
But what I'm saying is, unless Congress impeaches and convicts him, he's safe.
Yes.
Then it's safe. Then he's safe. It's safety. But yeah, if not, then it doesn't count. Even Amy Coney Barrett was like, okay, but like, what if it's revealed after they leave office that they've committed a crime? Does that also mean that they get away with it? And Sauer was like, well, I mean, you know, like if you think about how the framers of the Constitution looked at it, like obviously not every, you know, crime is going to, it's like it doesn't matter what these arguments are, because the whole point of this was just to delay the trial for his main trial with Jack Smith until after the election. So this is all just fucking puppetry. It's puppet show.
Puppetry. It also, I mean, I think reveals where his head is at, Trump would like things to be. And I do just feel like it probably makes it easier to justify, you know, for Biden to justify his like Nixonian arresting of peaceful anti-war protesters when the other guy is like telling the Supreme Court, like I could literally like just reiterating what he said to a crowd once. And we were like, he's joking. He doesn't think he could kill someone and get away with it. And now he's like in front of the Supreme Court and his lawyer is like, yeah, of course. What did you not? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he could kill people. He's a president.
Yeah.
Come on. Have you not seen that Clint Eastwood film, Absolute Power? Of course he killed people.
Yeah. It's just like, you pick your poison, man. You got one guy being like, I can too sell nuclear secrets. And like to your point, it's like the juxtaposition of what is going on with Trump allows Biden to be like, well, I'm not telling. I didn't tell NYU to call the cops. It's like, right. Yeah, but do you want to, as president, show some leadership? Are you here to just stick up for the voting blocks that you think will get you into office? Because I'm telling you, you do have an opportunity here if you're going to be fully transactional about it. Yeah. But no, I don't even know what the fuck that. Yeah, it's just like what is it going to look? I'm just thinking about like when our kids are older. Like, what the fuck? What's going to be the norm then?
I mean,
and our kids gonna be so shook.
There will have been such a backlash that it's no longer that way. But yeah. I think. In the middle distance, it's going to be pretty bad. It's gonna, yeah.
And again, we're talking about again. We see this all the time: peaceful protests. Whenever they threaten the power of the state, or the status quo in this country, it is met with just brutal violence.
Yeah.
Like luckily, like UCLA, there's an encampment that just popped up today. It doesn't seem like the cops are being as heavy-handed as they were at USC, and which is so weird. Yet. Like you wonder like what the fucking universities think is going to happen. Like you by doing this, you're only creating Stephen Monticelli, who's a reporter for the Texas Observer, I think, was just saying it's like the fucking Streisand effect over here, man.
Oh man, yeah, and they have things on their official, like on columbia.edu, where they're like, and we do, of course, deal with our problematic past. And, you know, in the 60s,
oh, yeah, from
Columbia cracked down on protesters, peaceful, like anti-war protesters who are obviously on the right side of history. And, you know, but that is long in our past. And they're repeating the exact same.
Yeah. Locking the gates. Yeah.
Locking the gate, like doing all the same steps they did back then. When it seems like it would be so much easier to not do those things.
Right.
But here we are.
Yeah.
So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back.
We're back.
Other good news that people got hit with this morning. Harvey Weinstein's conviction in New York was overturned.
Good news?
Just I'm saying like it's fucking all bad out here.
Everything, holy shit. Like it's like the conviction was like, so is there going to be a retrial? Like a mistrial?
He can be retrialed. He can be retried. He's not out of jail. They overturned it on the grounds that like they claim the judge shouldn't have allowed witnesses to other crimes to testify.
Right.
But you know, a lot of people were pointing out it's very common when establishing like the character of,
right,
you know, an assailant.
Right. Right. Where it's like this guy stole something.
Trial. And yeah, it's like, exactly.
This guy stole from me. It's like, well, that's not relevant to this case.
Where he stole in a very similar way from a very similar person in a very similar position.
Feels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the dissenting justice in overturning, it was overturned, I think, 3-2. One of the dissenting judges pointed out that this group of appellate judges seems to keep overturning a lot of convictions around sexual violence.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Okay,
that's
very cool.
That jumped out at me, and then it's also just, you know, when someone's wealthy enough and can pay their lawyers enough to just keep pushing and keep pushing, they can eventually get these things overturned. That's kind of the greatest bias in, or one of the greatest biases in the U.S. justice system.
Yeah, well,
got enough money to just keep going.
I'm sure they will try to retry. You'd think they'll attempt to retry him. But I guess what you're saying, because he's also been convicted in L.A., so it's not.
So he's also been convicted in L.A., yeah. So he's still in jail. That conviction carries a sentence of over 10 years.
Right.
So I think it's in the teens. So
but
there,
I know
there
I,
will be time.
But potentially, I know that they are saying that like this could affect their appeal in the LA conviction too.
It could, yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean it's not good news all around. It's really
is this that two-tier justice system Trump was talking about, screaming about how unfair it was again earlier?
Okay. I think so. Right. Mainly it's unfair to just Donald Trump.
Yeah.
All right. There's a lot of images of this flamethrower equipped robot dog going around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people seem to be interested in this. It's not that big a deal. It's called the Terminator.
Yeah,
the world's first ever flamethrower wielding robot dog, named of course after the American Pie character, the Shermanator. And it's equipped with Bluetooth connectivity, so you can control it with a smartphone.
So
it's not like out of control out there, you know?
Yeah.
Sentient.
It's also not affordable.
It's only $9,420. So
that's an interesting number.
Know. Yeah.
This is like so fucking. When I saw it, I was like, wow, we're fucking. It's just all like this country's cooked. Like every day, I'm like, oh, we're cooked, man. This fucking. We got. You can buy a Bluetooth enabled fucking killer robot dog.
Yeah. It's a hot dog can be cooked with this thing because they pitched it as a something that you could use to like impress your neighbors at a cookout.
Yeah, he said, "quote We always had the makers of this throw flame. Yeah, great name. We always have the people who just want it for fun, impress the neighbors at the barbecue." One of the other creators said, "quote Most people use it just to show off to their friends, like going out in the open to shoot fire in the air, setting up stuff you want to burn."
Yeah, go out in the open. That's always their first thing that responsible flamethrower enthusiasts do is go out in the open and do that thing. And they're just the type of person that this appeals to is also the type of person who's very responsible with fire safety.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyone who's responsible with fire safety goes, you know what I need? A fucking flamethrower.
To prove a point. Yeah. Okay.
It's responsible flamethrower owners that are getting a fucking bad rap.
That's
because
right.
of people who keep their all out loosey-goosey attached to a robo-dog.
So I think the first question that might appeal to a lot of people... Or
is it back-ordered? Can I get it now?
Yeah. Is how much... How quickly can I get it ordered? No, the question is like, how would something like that be legal? Like, mm-hmm. if that thing is coming up your street shooting flame and you kind of look and there's a person just controlling it with their phone behind them, you would think, no, this is a bad dream. This can't be legal. It is actually legal. 100% legal in 48 states, just not California and Maryland.
Boo!
Where there are restrictions around flamethrowers and just fun in general.
Well, California's like, well, you can have a flamethrower that only throws 10 feet of flame. Whereas
legit.
This one does like something is like 30 fucking feet or some shit. Like it's fucking horrifying.
Yeah. It's so counterintuitive that flamethrowers would be illegal that one time Joe Biden was like giving a speech about gun control.
Yeah.
And he was like, I mean, it's not like you're allowed to own, you can't own an automatic weapon. You're not allowed to own a machine gun. You're not allowed to own a flamethrower. And people are like, actually, you get 3 Pinocchios on that because you can own a flamethrower.
Yeah. And Yeah, I mean, depending on your state, you could probably get a fully automatic gun, too, at a gun show. Anyway.
It's not a firearm because a firearm is defined as, quote, a weapon that expels a projectile by the action of an explosive, which is not how flamethrowers work.
Love that loophole. Love that loophole. Love that loophole. Also, this thing is also, you can use napalm with it.
Yeah.
Has anyone even seen like a Vietnam documentary at all?
Yeah.
And napalm and how, okay, whatever. But you can.
A lot of Vietnam documentaries coming up right now for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah. Are we in a similar time?
Time loop?
Except
maybe?
Will the hippie movement be able to evolve into the yuppie movement because of the financial incentives that are available to that group? I don't know.
They need to cut us in. That's it.
You better cut us in, bro.
But yeah, I mean, Elon Musk had the idea to sell flamethrowers as a joke, but then like did it for the lulz and tried to like fuck with restrictions by calling the flamethrower not a flamethrower, even though it was clearly a flamethrower.
Yep.
And that ended in disaster, but not a disaster that like gets publicized very often. But,
right. It's
like one American was thrown in jail in Italy for having a flamethrower in Italy, which is a country where flamethrowers are obviously illegal. A guy in England had his house raided by the cops. More than 1,000 purchasers of the not a flamethrower had their devices confiscated by customs officers or local police. And in the U.S., the flamethrowers were implicated in multiple criminal investigations.
This will be fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, so remotely deploying. I don't know. This is like just something so fuck. Like, why are we like, this is a fucking killing machine, but or barbecue grill, dude. Just all how you, it's all
it's
how you fucking
friend impressing
contextualize.
Machine. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Very cool. Very cool. I like this. I like flamethrower dog. Everything is very healthy in this country. We're all doing okay. You can buy this for the low price of $9,420.
Truly, I can't think of something that would have been more impressive to me as a child.
If I'm 14,
yeah,
I'm like begging my parents to say, I would be like, I don't need to go to college. Can I have some of them? If you saved any money for college, can I use that for a flamethrower dog?
Right.
They're like, no, motherfucker, get the fuck out of here. I like though that. Again, like to your point, like the common sense around flamethrowers is like, yeah, that shit can like fuck you up, destroy you,
right.
Is like that. But that to the point where like in 2016, a fucking congressman had to fucking introduce a bill because flamethrowers are so unregulated that the bill was literally called Flamethrowers Really Act.
Yeah.
That's Flamethrowers amazing. Really Act. That's where we fucking are. Yeah, but again, that didn't get too far. because I guess we have a right to like literal firearms too.
Yeah. Also, don't be cute when you're like fighting like a really terrible law.
Yeah.
Don't be like, America's having a normal one with flamethrowers.
Yeah. Look, thank you so much, Congressman Chandler Bing, but right. We could have done with maybe something a little bit more just to the point. But I get it too. It's like probably meant to bring attention because it does feel like one of those things like, how the fuck are they still illegal?
Yeah.
Yeah. And around we go.
Well, in better news, there's a new J-Lo movie that is coming out this year, and it is a sci-fi film called Atlas, which seems like it was created just to make humanity be cool about AI.
Yeah. It's a buddy flick.
So basically, there's an evil AI, which no surprise.
Yep.
Hollywood has a major anti-AI bias, and they've been, giving us evil AI, but this one, J-Lo's like, oh, I hate that bad AI. I need a buddy, a cop buddy who can help me. And they're like, how about this nice AI?
Yeah.
So it's like a boilerplate buddy action movie, but with AI playing a major role.
Yeah, I like that the log line is, quote, a brilliant data analyst with a deep distrust of AI finds it may be her only hope when a mission to capture a renegade robot goes awry.
Mm. There you go.
That's kind of a poem, actually. Mm-hmm. AI, when it finds only hope to go awry. Yeah, it also feels like you can also like just swap out like when a racist cop who would never befriend a minority like is on a mission, like on a case. Yeah. But realizes they might be the only way for him to capture a renegade person of color or some shit. It's so fucking weird. And yeah. I like that it's the whole thing is predicated on someone having this like intellectual change of heart around AI when we're in the midst of being like, man, fuck all this shit. Stop feeding us algorithmic horse shit. We don't want it. And I think rightly people are pointing out, it's like, are you just trying to like soften people up? To be like, no, we fuck with AI.
It's like iRobot if the robots were also good guys, which I guess they are. I think there's good guy robots in iRobot, but it's, or it's like Knight Rider, you know? I feel like Knight Rider prepared us for the future where AI are our buddies that we get to like solve crimes with. At least that's what I'm doing in my spare time. I don't know about you guys.
In Knight Rider, was Michael Knight a cop?
I think he was a drifter. I'm pretty sure they used the phrase drifter. And but it was like he was like part of some organization that was like, okay, we're going to make you like give you a fake identity and you're going to like go from town to town.
Fucking hell, dude. This is so fucking.
It's like CIA.
A billionaire rescues a cop after a near fatal shot to the face. Giving him a new identity by plastic surgery and a new name, Michael Knight. Wilton selects Michael to be the primary field agent in the primary program of his public justice organization, the Foundation for Long Government Flag. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah
why didn't yeah, I think yeah. he was a drifter?
I don't know. That's more fun that somehow Drifter has this like magical sentient car.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'm solving crimes. I don't know.
There were other shows that I watched around that time, like Highway to Heaven. Do you remember that show?
Oh, with
Michael
shit,
Landon?
Yeah.
And like they were essentially just like drifters. They just like hitchhiked on the highway
from
town to town. Anyways, those are some of the things that are trending.
We got it all.
Thursday, April 25th. Mm-hmm. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Yep. Be kind to yourself.
Yep.
Get the vaccine.
Yep.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Nope. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.